7:30 with the world premiere of Neil Hannon's To Our Fathers in Distress. And if you're in the area, at 10, there's free live music here in the foyer from Here and Now.
Radio 3 Live, this March, at London's South Bank Centre.
What a wonderful place this is to watch
London. Pop-up studio live at South Bank Centre.
Very nice to have you with us.
From the Royal Festival
Hall. One of the reasons we're here is to be part of South Bank's Pull Out All the Stops Festival.
Good evening, audience.
Live here in our pop-up studio,
broadcasting from London's South Bank Centre.
Thank you very much, Petra.
8,000 pipes ready to blow.
Rob Cowan awaits in our pop-up studio, Rob.
Thank you, Penny. I can see her through her little glass partition.
In London.
A standing ovation.
Well, what a phenomenal sound.
Radio 3 Live, this March, at London's South Bank Centre. Come and join us.
Treasures are plenty in store, of course. Well, if Radio 3 decamps, what else do you expect?
And now, here on BBC Radio 3, Jazz continues with Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Julian Joseph.
Hello. On today's show, an interview with emerging UK electric bass talent Shez Raja, whose new album features prominent reedsmen Soweto Kinch, Gilad Atzman and Shabaka Hutchings. His evocative music blends sounds from his Asian heritage and other forms, creating his own twist on jazz funk. And it sounds like this. And more from Shez Raja later on the show. If you enjoyed last week's session with organ man James Taylor, here's a new release in keeping with the tantalizing grooves. The album is Back in the Pan by Hammond Eggs, who are Jermaine Landsberger on B3 organ, Paul Morello on guitar, and Christopher Huber on the drums. They're on a mission to remind us of the classic organ trio sound. With the addition of trumpet from Randy Brecker, this is Let's Vamos. The jaunty sound of Hammered Eggs featuring Randy Brecker on trumpet and Let's Vamos. Back in the Pan is out on the In and Out label and also features the saxophones of Bob Mintzer and Tony Lakatos. From the sound of one classic setup to the classic big band sound of the SNJO, that's the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra. The album is called American Adventure and sees the orchestra featuring American greats like saxophonists Dave Liebman and Donny McCaslin. The band have just finished a tour with vocalist Kurt Elling, who is featured on a track that also has the distinction of being the only track on the album which features Tommy Smith taking a tenor solo. This is Duke Ellington's Sound of Love.
And say how to hear it when you're told, you just have to feel it when love's echoes are dying and the world seems sudden. That soft spoken melody may find its way to you when love is lost or only exists in a dream, or hopelessly tries to pretend, and the story ends, or so you think. You'll find you give your wound up to the great unknown. But when pain leaves you alone again, the melody remains in your when love is lost or only
The epic Charles Mingus composition, Duke Ellington's Sound of Love, sung by Kurt Elling with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, directed by Tommy Smith, who also took the tenor solo. And the SNJO continued their spring 2014 season, featuring another great British tenor man, Courtney Pine, who is the guest soloist in their Revisiting Coltrane program. They'll be playing at the Music Hall in Aberdeen on March the 28th, Edinburgh's Queen's Hall on the 29th, and at the Royal Conservatoire in Glasgow on the 30th. The band will also play this year's Gateshead Jazz Festival, which celebrates its 10th year and features a lineup that includes guitar maverick Bill Frisell, keyboardist of the moment Robert Glasper, and the brilliant Django Bates beloved trio with the Swedish Norrbotten Big Band. For more information on the rest of the lineup at the Sage Gateshead International Jazz Festival, check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Well, not only are the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra showcasing the work of John Coltrane, but as luck would have it, Proper Note have just released a brand new 4-CD box set entitled Out of This World. It presents music from the concentrated and transitional period of 1960 to 1962. From the end of his tenure with trumpeter Miles Davis into finding his classic quartet, and also includes music from Coltrane Plays the Blues, Africa Brass, Live at the Village Vanguard, and is taken primarily from his albums on Atlantic and Impulse. There's a great variety of music to get your ears around, with comprehensive sleeve notes provided by British saxophonist Simon Spillett. This is Blues to Beche. John Coltrane and Blues Tabeshe. Steve Davis was on bass, Elvin Jones drums, and Coltrane on soprano saxophone. Taken from the new proper box, Out of This World. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online, and on digital radio. Coming up next, an interview with bassist and band leader Shez Raja. Studying violin as a young child, he switched to bass guitar in his early teens and never looked back. He toured as a session musician, playing regularly with hip-hop artist MC Lyte, and set up his collective 7 years ago. The Shez Raja Collective releases a live album featuring a who's who of the British jazz scene. And on this track, it's the turn of saxophonist Gilad Atzmon. This is Quiver Wish. Quiver Wish by bassist Shez Raja and his collective featuring Gilad Atzmon on saxophone. And it's my pleasure to welcome Shez Raja to the show. Welcome, Shez. It's great to see you.
Pleasure to be here, Julian. Thanks very much.
Well, for those who don't know about you, tell us about your journey into music. How did you get to the violin in the first place?
I guess it all started many years back in primary school.
Right.
And I remember we were all ushered into the sports hall for a music test.
Right.
So we had several different pieces. We got asked some questions. We answered them on a piece of paper. A couple of days later, my teacher said, Shez, you did well in that music test.
Right.
And so we've decided you're going to play the violin. So I didn't have any choice in the matter.
Okay.
but actually really enjoyed playing the violin for a number of years. Mm. So that's how I got into the violin.
And so did you excel in that? Were you playing repertoire like Beethoven and Mozart?
I was. That's exactly what happened. So I was classically trained on the violin.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything changed when I discovered the electric bass guitar around about the age of 12.
And how did that come into your life?
I just picked up the instrument one day, and I think musical instruments are a bit like clothes. Some fit you better than others. And I just found that the bass guitar fit me really well. I loved everything about it, the tone, the vibrations. And I think probably even at that stage, subconsciously, I recognised that, well, here's an instrument where I could be fully self-expressed as a musician.
That's absolutely true. That's a great observation. Some instruments just fit, because by the same token, some instruments just don't. And it's great when you find the thing that really works for you. So where did you take it from there? Were you in bands? Were you taking lessons?
Well, I was in many, many bands. I was in a lot of rock bands and funk bands in the Liverpool area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Leeds, studied at the music college, and I was in a lot of bands in Northern England.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved down to London a few years ago. In terms of lessons, well, I did study at the music college in Leeds, but that was for kind of theory lessons, and
sure.
I studied the tabla, the Indian drums, but I'm completely self-taught
right.
in terms of playing the bass and jazz theory.
Well, who was your inspiration? Because the great thing about being self-taught is that you make the decisions as to how those influences pervade through your own experience.
I think that's absolutely right. I think what I see with other self-taught players is I think it does help in a lot of cases foster originality for all the reasons you said there. In terms of my influences, well, I've got a lot of bass idols: Jaco Pastorius, Marcus Miller, Stanley Clarke, Victor Wooten. So that's kind of very specific to the jazz bass world.
Those are some big icons in the jazz world. What particularly about that foursome? Because they're all virtuosos.
Mm.
They all have phenomenal feels.
Mm.
They all make great sounds. I hope I'm not using up your answer.
All of the above. And they're really nice guys. I had the very good fortune to meet them in Moscow, of all places,
right.
When you had Stanley Clarke, Victor Wooten, and Marcus Miller all playing there as part of their mega bass project,
right.
SMV.
Yes, I remember that.
So, and that's always good when you meet some of your idols and they turn out to be really down to earth, really friendly, and that experience was a real inspiration.
So, you started the collective. What brought the impetus for that?
Well, when I moved down to London, I joined a whole host of bands. I was doing a lot of session work, which was great. I had a really, really good time. It was really, really good for my development as a musician, but I just felt working as a sideman, it just wasn't allowing me to fully explore my own unique voice as a musician. So I thought, well, I want to create my own project. I really felt a strong urge to do that. And I suppose I just started writing music that I really love listening to, which is music that's eclectic, takes you on a bit of a journey and is full of surprises. And I think that comes out in my writing. It's just a great opportunity to play with some of my very favourite musicians and write music from the heart and play with true conviction.
Well, talking of your favourite musicians, the core group, Aaron Liddard is on alto and tenor, Pascal Rogan is on electric violin, Alex Stanford is on keyboards, Chris Nichols is on the drums. So you have this new live album. Tell us how you put that together, because you've got a very impressive list of collaborators.
What I was aiming to do with this album was, I think, two things. firstly, to capture the raw energy of the live show on record. So what better way than actually recording the live show? Mm-hmm. And secondly, I just wanted to really showcase some of the highlight performances over the past 2-3 years and featuring some of our, you know, really, really special guests. Mm-hmm. So that was the concept behind it. I'm really pleased with the results because it really does capture the live vibe of the show.
Well, we heard Gilad Atzmon on Quiverwish, and you've got Shabaka Hutchings and you've got Soweto Kinch. Are these guys who you've played with before, or how did you meet them and draw them into your work?
Well, I guess it's a combination of just, you know, bumping into them on the scene. Mm-hmm. But essentially, you know, I wrote to them and sent them some music, and it obviously resonated with them because they were keen to get involved. And
well, we're going to go into the next track, and it's a pulsating groove. It utilizes Indian Eastern heritage. It features Monica Lidke, Pascal Rogan on the violin, and Soweto rapping.
That's right.
This is called Karmic Flow.
Yo, rhymes bit. Hard approach with these bars that roast. He asked me to have a go and spit some karmic flow. So yo, I'm ready just to do it, just to act, not an actor. When I'm here aligning all my chakras. Yo, because I'm here speaking like I'm on liquid helium, balancing all my equilibrium. You can see it because I make you. I'm representing from the root to the sacral. And you can see because it's total. I hold it on the microphone because you know I'm getting open. And that's what it be though. Because I rap and I never bother. I grab the microphone like I'm its father and I own it. Yeah, because I hop the components. And that's the microphone the way I just cold kick. Yo, I do it. The microphone will start just for afters. Because I'm freestyling on the karma tip. Yo, because I come from inner sanctum. Raps that I get from high life to the plankton, making it with my inner visions when I'm spitting rhythms and I'm thinking of particular synergies and I'm twisting up in them because you know I'm coming with the microphone, it's fresh, yeah you never test, when I'm on the mic, yes I represent S, freestyling here at Pizza Express.
The Shez Raja Collective, featuring Soweto Kinch and Monica Lidke. And that was Karmic Flow. Also, Pascal Rogan took the violin solo. The album is called Soho Live. And this element of the Eastern, this is part of your heritage because you have both Indian and English in your blood. Tell us about that. What does that mean to your music?
My mum is English, mm-hmm. My dad is Asian, mm-hmm. And yeah, growing up, I think when we grow up in those formative years, we're very impressionable, and my dad likes singing. He sings constantly around the house, and as I was growing up, I think I just absorbed these ragas, these melodies, mm-hmm. and that formed part of my musical identity, and we've been over to the Punjab region a number of times. I learnt tabla there, listened to a lot of local music, and that really did shape that aspect of my playing and composition, I think, and that definitely comes through in the collective.
Is there somebody in particular you would like to collaborate with? I mean, you've got this smorgasbord of greats, new young greats, and Gilad, who are making a strong impression on not only the British scene, but the world scene. But would you say, I'd really like to work with this particular person? Mm-hmm. Who would that be?
Well, we've got another studio album in the pipeline.
Right.
And I've managed to get as guests in the lineup on the studio album two of my very favourite musicians in the world, Mike Stern and Randy Brecker,
wow,
who are obviously both jazz legends. So really, really honoured to be working with those two guys. And that's in the pipeline. We've recorded half the album, probably looking at releasing it in 2016. So they would be right at the top of the list. And right. I'm already working with them, which is fantastic news.
Well, let's stay with this album. Yeah. And it's released next month. With the album launch at the Pizza Express Jazz Club on the 16th and 17th of April. And who from the album are you going to get to come and perform with you? I mean, I take it the core band is going to be there.
Yeah.
But which of the guests are going to make an appearance?
Well, we've got Polish folk jazz singer Monika Lidka joining us. Mm-hmm. And also Gilad will be there.
Great.
And Shabaka. So both shows are going to be explosive and a lot of fun.
Well, you've also got a date at the Forge in Camden, haven't you, coming up?
Yeah, so we play the Forge on the 6th of June.
And then there's more, isn't there? You're playing the Hideaway.
Yeah, we'll be playing at the Hideaway the following month on the 31st of July.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to hearing those gigs because the music is really good. It's really great. And the last piece we're going to hear features Soweto Kinch. This time, he's playing the alto saxophone, and we've got Jay Phelps playing the trumpet.
I think the great thing about pairing up Soweto and Jay is because, I mean, they've played a lot together. They're playing together on Jay's new project and in the next track, Freedom. They do some fantastic trading solos together, and you can tell they've played together many, many times, and the interplay is wonderful.
Well, all there is to say is thank you, Shez Raja, for joining me on the show and for sharing your thoughts and processes with us. So we're going to hear, as you said, Freedom, which sounds like it's got influences of Calypso, High Life, and we've got Jay Phelps on trumpet and Soweto Kinch on the alto. So thank you.
Well, thanks so much, Julian. Been really great talking to you.
This is Freedom. Thank you.
Freedom from the Shez Raja Collective, featuring solos from Jay Phelps on trumpet and Soweto Kinch on alto. And my thanks to Shez Raja. Soho Live is released in April, and for more details on Shez, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. And don't forget, he's got lots of gigs in London at the moment. That's the 16th and 17th of April at the Pizza Express, on the 6th of June at the Forge, and the 31st of July at the Hideaway. Well, if you're outside of London and any of you jazz lovers happen to be in Wales near Porthcawl, then from the 11th to the 13th of April, the Porthcawl Jazz Festival takes place. 18 bands in 9 venues over 3 days, including appearances from trumpeter Digby Fairweather and the Big Chris Barber Band. There's lots for you to see. But if you want more details about that, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Pianist Omar Sosa releases a sensitive and thoughtful solo album created through musings and rhapsodizations focused through his particular personal emotional state at the time. That kind of creative freedom and space was afforded him whilst fulfilling an artist-in-residency appointment in Troy, New York. That time spent in musical meditation has resulted in a powerful and emotive statement, revealing a player able to uncover and translate his inner self and connect with the listener. This is Sunshower. Thank you.
Omar Sosa and Sunshower from his new solo album out now on the Ota Records label. Well, to something completely different. The Otis Trio are a group from Sao Paulo who experiment with sound, textural improvisation and groove. The core trio is Luis Galvão on guitar, João Ciriaco on bass and Flavio Lazarin on drums. And the music sounds nothing like a trio as it's extended with saxes, woodwind, brass, vibraphone. This is Montag's Dream.
Thank you.
The Otis Trio and Montag's Dream, featuring the tenor sax of Andre Calisto and Beto Montag on vibraphone. The album is called 74 Club and is just out now on the Far Out Recordings label. Well, now we go to a trio of another kind in the hands of piano legend Oscar Peterson. Add saxophone to the mix, and the Art of Groove label released a CD and DVD set of Oscar with tenor heavyweight Ben Webster live in Hanover, Germany in 1972. Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen is on bass, and Tony Inzalaco is on drums. This is Cottontail.
the superb and swinging Oscar Peterson and Ben Webster with Cottontail. The album is called During This Time and will take you to the many zones of fine jazz artistry. Next up, something brand new from a gifted artist who melds the spoken word with music of deep, unadulterated groove. A master of his craft, this poet interweaves poignancy from the head and the heart in collaboration with the brilliant composer, bassist, and vocalist, Michel Ndegacello. Well, judge for yourself. His name is Anthony Joseph, and this is Hustle to Live.
Shop. He tells me how his father died just a week before, a few miles north of Lagos. How his father was the Oye, oh yeah, and he's the eldest son, so one day,
oh yeah,
he's gotta go back and claim his rightful crown. But in the meantime,
you hustle to live. Hustle to live. I hustle to live. Hustle to live.
This is for the man in the long white robe with the Holy Quran all day in his little box between the barber and the chicken shop. He sells watch bands and batteries, phone cards and accessories. I pass and see him praying on his hands and knees. He says all he wants is to make some, not a lot, just enough, so he can go back home and build a big house. Live like a king. In the nursery, working her body to the bone, but then she has to suffer the love when she gets home. She's saving her money, she's working on a dream. She has her heart in the islands, and she can already feel the breeze. One day, she's gonna go back. She's gonna build a house by the sea, grow old in the sunshine.
Grow old like the trees.
But in the meantime,
hustle to live. We hustle to live. I hustle to live.
In the meantime,
hustle to live. Hustle to live.
The sound of Anthony Joseph and Hustle to Live from the album Time, produced by Michel Ndegacello. And there's music and words of all complexions, funk, jazz, highlife, calypso, soul, it's all in there. Time is out on the Naive label. More homegrown talent now from the Chaos Orchestra, led by trumpeter and woman of the moment, Laura Jerd. This is Giant's Causeway. Giant's Causeway from the Chaos Orchestra, with solos from Tom Dennis on trumpet, Raphael Clarkson on trombone, and Alex Roth on the guitar. The album is called Island Mentality and out on the Chaos Collection label. Now to the elegance of solo piano in the hands of Scottish pianist Paul Harrison, who presents a sensitive set of well-chosen standards interspersed with a couple of short originals. This is his slight reimagining of A Foggy Day.
Thank you.
A Foggy Day from pianist Paul Harrison from his new solo album 10 Play 10 out on the Lythe Arts Centre label. Well, that's nearly it from Jazz Lineup this week, but don't forget there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11. This week, Jez presents concert music from saxophonist Paul Dunmell's Realization Trio and the Anglo-French group Sonsale. No Jazz Lineup next week, but I'll be back in 2 weeks' time with concert music by saxophonist Alex Garnett and his Bunch of Fives, recorded at this year's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend in Southport. To finish with, tonight, a new album from saxophone virtuoso Marius Nassette, who teams up with the Trondheim Jazz Orchestra. This is In the Ring. From me, Julian Joseph, till next time, bye-bye. Thank you.
This week's jazz lineup was presented by Julian Joseph, and the programme returns on Saturday in 2 weeks' time. Just to say there's more jazz here on Radio 3 later tonight, Jeffrey Smith welcomes the arrival of spring, the official arrival of spring, that is, with songs of love and longing, festivity and fun from the likes of Bill Evans, Miles Davis, Billie Holiday and Bessie Smith. And Jeff's not forgetting the winter storms either. That's Jeffrey Smith's jazz, and it sets off here on Radio 3 at midnight tonight. Tomorrow evening here on Radio 3...
Drama on 3 presents The Donmar Warehouse's Roots.
Did I tell you I took up painting? Got
myself a crown. No wonder I don't know anything about anything. You never give me nothing that was worthwhile.
That don't seem to me like you two got much in common.
What can you talk of, he'd ask.
What's alive about a person who listens to classical music?
When Ronnie come, I don't want any on you to let me down.
Don't you come pushing ideas across at us. We're all right as we are.
My dear Bean.
What's this then? Isn't he coming?
Perhaps I am asking too much of you.
Ain't he coming, I ask?
No, he ain't coming!
Arnold Wesker's 1958 kitchen sink drama, Roots, starring Jessica Raine, comes to Drama on 3.
I'm talking. Mother, I'm not quoting no more.
Tomorrow evening at 10 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3.
Just gone 7:30 this Saturday evening. Time now for Radio 3 Live in Concert. It's from the Royal Festival Hall on London's South Bank, and it's introduced by Christopher Cook.
Welcome to the Royal Festival Hall and a concert with the BBC Concert Orchestra and the South Bank Voice Lab, conducted by Rebecca Miller. Radio 3 has made itself a home from home, of course, besides the Thames, with a residency here at London's South Bank Centre. And tonight we're pulling out all the stops. That's the name of a three-month festival to celebrate the rebuilding of the mighty Harrison organ that dominates the platform behind me. We've English music, ancient and modern, Thomas Tallis and Ralph Vaughan Williams before the interval, and then a world premiere in the second part, Neil Hannon's To Our Fathers in Distress, commissioned for a string orchestra, choir and the newly rebuilt organ. And Neil Hannon will be talking about his work with James Runcie, who's head of literature here at the South Bank Centre. But first, the sound of the restored organ. 60 foot wide with 7,866 pipes, 103 stops. According to its curator, William McVicker, now that it's been restored, it'll go like a Bentley Turbo R. And we're going to fasten our seatbelts for Louis Vierne's Carillon de Westminster, the sixth number in the composer's suite number 3 from the collection Pièce de Fantaisie. The story goes that in 1924, Henry Willis, the master organ builder, gave Vierne a theme which he was supposed to improvise on. Alas, no one had told Willis that the French composer organist was practically blind. Worried about what he ought to do, Willis started humming his theme. It was the chimes of Big Ben, but slightly nervous, he got them the wrong way round. So the second quarter of chimes is misquoted in the piece Carillon to Westminster. Well, that's the story. Anyway, here now to play the piece is the organist Tom Bell.